FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
It's going all right. How are you?
I am doing fantastic.
And who am I speaking to?
You are speaking to John from Illinois.
John from Illinois. What part of Illinois?
Yes. Well, it's the west central part.
Okay.
Around Springfield, the capital. And I noticed when I was put on hold about an hour ago, you mentioned a song. I think that song is called Southern Cross.
Yeah, that is that a Crosby, yeah, Stills, and Nash song?
Yes, it is. And I just thought that was appropriate because, well, it has to do with a boat. It also has to do with a cross,
mm-hmm,
which we associate with demonical elements, and it also has to do with the South.
And look, this whole demonic thing,
uh-huh,
I'm just looking for a leg up in my career. That's all.
Oh,
looking,
okay,
for a few things to go my way. It does not have to be through me, me practicing the occult.
Right.
I'll take it however I can get it.
Well, you could do what Stephen King does.
Bore everyone to tears with a column in Entertainment Weekly?
Does he do that now?
Yeah, he's been doing it for a long time.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he just wrote books and rooted for the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah. So what does he do that you were going to bring? No, you were going to bring. You said I could do something like Stephen King does. What would you say, yeah, that is?
Well, I mean, root for the Red Sox, I think, would be pretty satanic.
To root for the Red Sox?
The Boston Red Sox? Yeah.
Yeah.
Satanic minions. Basically, little minions.
Look, I know half the dudes on that team look like G.G. Allen. I understand that.
Yeah, Kevin Youkilis,
could baseball players be uglier? Is that possible? Could baseball, not even ugly.
They haven't been
ugly. Weird looking.
They've been ugly for years, though, too.
No, but these dudes are weird. These dudes are like weird looking. These dudes are. I'm talking!
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. You see these baseball players in the dugout now. It's like you know these dudes. You think there's like an Ed Hardy outlet store nearby. The way these guys look, they're all meatheads. Except for that one.
Not all of them. Well, you have.
Mm. Shh. See, this is the downside of me getting rid of the regular callers. Actually,
what?
I strike that. Because the regular callers do it to me anyway. They talk over me. I'm going to train you. Just like a Chestnut Mare. Okay?
Chestnut Mare?
Yeah. I'm going to ride that horse if I can. You know that song? It's the creepiest song. The creepiest.
I don't like music.
Hey, when you talk to people, do you just talk when they start talking?
Right. Exactly like this.
This is what you do?
Exactly.
And how many friends do you have? Zero or negative one? It's not good.
Plus, it's a plus, but it's in the...
No, this just works
well,
again.
It balances out to about zero, actually.
Do you understand that this is not how you have a conversation with somebody?
I'm not supposed to talk over the host.
You're not supposed to talk over anybody.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
And when I start talking, you should maybe stop talking.
I should just be quiet.
You are horrible. You're the worst. What was that guy's name? John from Illinois. 1 year ban. 1 year. 1 year on John from Illinois. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Sarah from Brooklyn.
Sarah from Brooklyn, how are you tonight?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Hey,
do you know that song, Chestnut Mare?
I do not know that
song. By the Birds? It's the creepiest song ever because it's this song where he, like, He's like singing about a horse. He's like, I was riding out trying to get a chestnut mare, and I saw it come, and I tried to jump. It's like, it's really weird. And he's like, he sings in the song where he's like, it's like, I'm gonna catch that horse if I can. And he's like, and what is, I'm gonna catch that horse if I can. Then he's like, and we'll be friends for life. She'll be just like a wife.
What?
Yes. So creepy. Mike, can you get the Byrds record Untitled? Which is one of the weirdest albums ever made. It's this double album. Album one is a live album with this. Side two is just them doing 8 Miles High. Which they never get, they barely get to the song 8 Miles, the song part of it. It's just them jamming out. Mm-hmm. It like goes on like, like they're doing the worst kind of like free jazz thing that they can't do. Mm-hmm. And then it comes in at the very end like, 8 Miles High, and when you touch down, like, and then they just like kind of, they didn't even play all of 8 Miles High. But Chestnut Mare, then there's a studio record with it.
Of the same songs?
No, of new songs. And look, I think I kind of love this song, Chestnut Mare. I've definitely listened to it more than songs that I really, that I'm on, like, I'm just like, I love that song so much. And I listen to Chestnut Mare more than that because it's so, it's like, I think there's something about a dude doing something that's so singular where it's like a crazy guy could have done that and a crazy guy could have done that, Chestnut Mare, or the guy from the Byrds could have done, like, let me, I'm going to turn you on to Chestnut Mare. And it starts off with the weirdest classical intro where it's like sung, like he's singing to the melody of like a, where is it, Chestnut Mare. I was riding down with a Chestnut Mare. Wait till you hear this, Sarah.
I
want
to hear it.
It's going to melt your face off.
Via the ear.
By way of the ears. It will enter through the ears and then just come out beneath the skin. Chestnut Mare, track 8.
I'm excited.
Not Chestnut Mare. Who did the old switcheroo on these discs?
Oh.
That's disc 2. Hold on. Calm down, Sarah. Here we go.
Always alone, never with a
friend. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I did. But was that you?
No, that's him. Sounds like me singing over that Beach Boys record.
Take my word.
Here it goes. That's the creepy part. I'll give her my brand. And when I do, I'll give her my brand.
Well, I was up on Stony Ridge after this chestnut mare. Been chasing her for weeks. Well, I'd catch a glimpse of her every once in a while. Taking her meals, bathing.
Fine lady. How does a horse bait? Like, this weird dude is watching a quote-unquote horse bathe. Okay, let's go more.
This one day I happened to be real close to her and I saw her standing over there. So I snuck up on her nice and easy. Got my rope out. And I flung it in the air.
gotta hope this dude never catches the horse, right? But get, I'm not gonna play the whole song. Then they go, and he catches the horse, and they end up. He's like, I catch the horse. She got spooked by a rattlesnake, and then they fall off a cliff together. Because he catches, and then the horse gets away again. He's like, I'm gonna catch, and then he's like, I'm still gonna get that horse someday.
God. I have to admit something to you, Tom.
Yes, what's that?
I could not hear that song over the phone like this, mm-hmm. but it was still amazing to hear your running commentary.
Oh, well, you should have told me.
Imagine in my head.
I'm one button away from making
it. You're literally sitting there being like, now he's giving the horse a bath. I'm like, what?
That must have been. Yeah, that must have been the idea of you're just like, just my side of things. Now he's giving the horse a bath. Now he's right.
And I got her, and I'm pulling on her, and she's pulling back like this mule going up a ladder. And I take a choice, and I jump right up on her. Damned if I don't land right on top of her.
Ugh.
She takes off, running up onto the ridge, higher than I've ever been before.
Look out for the sidewinder.
She's running along just fine.
Look out for the sidewinder.
Till she stops and something spooked her. It's a sidewinder.
Yeah.
I'm ready to strike. She doesn't know what to do for a second, but then she jumps off the edge. Me holding on.
Yeah, I would say the horse probably jumped off the cliff trying to just get rid of the weirdo hanging on her back. Like, I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances with the fall.
Higher than eagles were gliding, suspended in the sky. Over the moon, straight for the sun.
What is this part? Who's this for?
Ugh.
I might jump off the cliff now. Hope the horse lands on me. I gotta get a full band in here, man. These are the things I gotta do. Here's my list. Voiceover work. Gotta do that. Why am I not doing voices on the new Mach 3 Razor? I could do that. With 5 blades to help shave your face more precisely than ever. I could do this stuff in my sleep.
Are you tired?
Like, I could do any of these things.
Are you tired of...
Like, what would they be tired?
Are you tired of pants that don't fit? Get the new elastic jeans.
I could do that guy. Any of these things.
Continental Airlines. We'll get you there.
All that stuff. No one knocks on my door. Gotta do that. I gotta get a full rock group in here. At one point I was supposed to do Hunky Dory from start to finish. Never heard from my band leader. Ted Leo. M.I.A. M.I.A. FMU, you're on the air.
Is that me?
It is you.
Hey, Tom. This is Jeff from Queens.
Jeff from Queens. Have you called yet tonight?
I have not.
Okay.
I don't call very often.
Okay.
But I have met you before, and you are awesome. I just wanted to say that You had a really awesome show, and I hope that you never leave. You know, you've been talking about it, but that would be the saddest day of my life.
Well, what would be the saddest day?
You leaving the best show.
Me leaving? Yeah, that would be pretty sad.
I hope it doesn't happen.
Might happen.
Actually,
this might be the final show. I'm going to go out Chestnut Mare style, jump off a cliff with a horse.
Hopefully not with a horse.
If he would have been channeling the dark arts, Roger McGuinn, that horse, he would have caught that horse. Demon horse.
Yeah, absolutely. He would have. Actually,
yes.
I have a confession.
Go ahead.
I think I was like 15. I've been listening to The Best Show for quite a while, and I love it. And but now that I'm thinking about it, you've been talking about demons a lot.
Yeah.
And I think when I was 15,
I prank called
The Best Show.
Yeah.
As I had a voice modulator, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Through, I think I was using like a Boss pedal or something, mm-hmm. like a guitar mm-hmm. pedal.
Sure.
And I was pretending to be like a dark mm-hmm. overlord or
yeah.
something.
Cracking yourself up over there, huh?
Yeah. And I was like, why did I do that?
What happened during the call?
I think you gomped.
They all walk right into it. Kid's as dumb as the day is long, man. Kid's been listening forever. Still doesn't know how things work. I might start conjuring demons. Sick a demon on Mike. Right? Weird pitchfork out there sticking Mike. What do you think about that, Mike?
I'm already working on some books.
You're working on what?
I've bought some Aleister Crowley books. Get the rituals going.
You're getting in. Mike bought some books for the rituals. Ignore function just saying, I'd be chasing a demon around. Like my version of Chestnut Mare. I'm going to catch that demon if I can. What if I got a band in here, did a full version of Chestnut Mare? I was walking up on a giant ridge trying to catch Chestnut Mare. What's wrong? This guy couldn't buy a horse? Got to go catch him? Buy a horse, cheapo. I fell a mile.
I look down and I see this red thing below us coming up real fast, and it's our reflection, this little pool of water about 6 feet wide and 1 foot deep. And we're calling
6 feet wide and 1 foot deep. This dude would be dead.
Down right through it. We hit, we splashed it dry. That's when I lost my hole. She got away. But I'm gonna try to get her again someday. I'm going to catch her.
How much would you love to hear like that Lou Reed with Metallica album if they did Chestnut Mare on it? I might. This is what I would do for that to exist. I would give every cent. And it's got to be on the album. They can't go do it now because they heard that some dumb DJ was going to do it. Then they put it online. I'd give every cent I ever made for the rest of my life to charity to hear Lou Reed sing a full version of Chestnut Mare backed by Metallica.
I was going down to Chattanooga Ridge trying to catch Chestnut Mare.
Do you remember that song, Mike? Were you a fan of that song? Were you a fan of the birds?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite bird?
Well,
Green Parsons.
Ugh. That guy's like my 14th favorite bird. Clarence White beats him out. I'll take the Cross Man over him any day of the week. DC, that's when he was good stuff. Everybody has been burned before. Good stuff.